I challenged your thinking by asking, what if the key to your heart was in your head? And the key to releasing you from the stuck place you were in had to do with your mindset, specifically your mindset about God as Father. And we explored the possibility by doing a short exercise. I left you to have a mindset replacement because you can only replace a mindset with a mindset. Today we're essentially still on the same subject, blockages, hindrances to your intimacy with God as Father. And I'm about to share with you one of the keys I discovered while I was in the healing ministry. And that is that your heart has the capacity to remember too. It isn't only your mind, your memories that keep a record of what's happened to you. When the heart has a negative memory carved inside, usually from a painful experience in childhood, it will govern how you see things and people, and most importantly, your view of the Father. You'll see everything through a distorted lens. Proverbs 23:7 tells us that as a man thinks in his heart, that's how he'll be. And I sense we aren't done yet with those of you who find there is a wall between you and God when it comes to getting close to him and experiencing his love for you. Today I want to take a look inside of that heart of yours to see if there are thoughts about God in there that are not worthy of him. Thoughts based on what's happened to you. Thoughts based on your perception of who he is, not on who he really is. If you had a distant father, there physically but not emotionally for you, if he was harsh and critical, maybe you could never come up to the standard he held out. Perhaps he ignored you or didn't have time for you. Work always had to come first, and there was just no time left for you. If you didn't feel accepted, let alone loved or approved, all these things and more will be imprinted on your heart, and you will still be carrying them. Beloved, your heart needs a spring clean. And to do this, you're going to have to slow down, find a place where you can be still, talk to him and listen to what he's got to say to you. You will need to be receptive to what he shows you. You'll need to be prepared to let go. You'll need to be prepared to change and develop as he guides you. Most importantly, you'll need to remember that the one who knows you best loves you best. There's nothing to be afraid of, everything to gain, nothing to lose. But if you're still in that stuck place and you really desire to get out, take time out now to do business with him. He's longing for an intimate relationship with you, where as a much-loved child you'll bounce up to him, jump on his lap and whisper all your secrets into his ear. Just like that dad you never had. He's waiting, beloved, and he will continue to wait outside the door of your heart because the handle is on your side. Remember then that the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. Off you go then, and remember to enjoy him.